Earth and Sky.
You're listening to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science podcast. NASA Earth scientist Christopher Schumann studies liquid lakes hidden beneath glaciers in Antarctica. Earth Sky's Jeremy Shear spoke with Schumann by phone in late 2007.
What's interesting about these subglacial lakes?
Well, the easy answer is that we know very little about them. It's really only in the recent era of high-resolution satellite imagery that we've been able to define where these features are in any sort of detail. Subglacial water has been a area of great interest, especially seeing as we're able to better define it nowadays with this high-resolution remote sensing imagery, and also much more precise GPS measurements, altimetry measurements. So basically, we know that water is important to glaciers and how they move, and we know that surface meltwater can now percolate down to the bottom of even very thick ice masses, such as Greenland. And the fact that there are these large volumes of water, whether it be Lake Vostok in East Antarctica or the newly discovered Recovery Lakes at the headwaters of the Recovery Glacier system, we really don't know that much about how they may be changing, how they may be influencing the ice sheet above them. So that's what makes them so interesting to me, is that they are clearly important to the overall behavior of ice sheets.
Mm-hmm. So are they important, at least for the kind of work you're doing, for understanding how ice sheets move, how they form?
Yes. It is how lakes influence ice sheet motion that I think is the thing that is most interesting to me right now.
How, to the best of our knowledge at this point, how do these lakes affect the movement of glaciers? What do they actually do that would have any effect?
Well, these lakes sit basically right at a critical change in the behavior of the ice sheet. And so the ice flowing into the lakes is changed dramatically where these lakes underlie the ice sheet. And on the downslope side of these lakes, the ice velocities increase. There are more obvious signs of ice flow at the surface of the ice. And so it's pretty clear that these lakes are helping the ice sheet begin to flow faster, probably by providing some sort of basal lubrication. And the thing that we really don't know is exactly why are those lakes there, and are they stable or are they changing?
When you're there, what would you say is the most striking or beautiful aspect of the landscape?
The thing that still shocks me every time that I get out to the field is the scale of it, in that because you may be in the deep field where there may not even be any mountains in the distance, and you are literally in a vast field of white, and there are essentially no landmarks. Perhaps the tracks you've made, the plane skis, may have carved a trail across the snow surface. But beyond that, and the gear that that may have been dropped off for you, your field gear, camping, cargo boxes, etc., it is this endless white exposed place, and the wind is your constant companion, and it is just a sheer size and scale of this vast white desert that really strikes me every time I get out into deep Greenland or well into Antarctica.
Mm. What would you say is the most challenging or most difficult part about doing work in that area?
Oh, it's the logistics for sure. Equipment tends to get fragile under those cold conditions. And so doing ordinary day-to-day things like walking around becomes a greater challenge. Needing to fiddle with some electronics where you might need to, you know, take a glove off to work with something relatively small becomes much, much more challenging than it would be in any sort of temperate environment. Keeping enough food going through so that you can burn the calories and stay warm. Trying to sleep when the tent is being banged away all night by wind and blowing snow. That's the kind of thing that takes what could be a very simple scientific research interest and makes it much, much more challenging.
That was Earth scientist Christopher Schumann speaking with Earth Sky's Jeremy Scheer. You can subscribe to this and other free science podcasts at our website. Just visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science podcast.
We're at earthsky.org.